you pray with me? Holy God, your word to us today speaks of dark times and calls us to be faithful in those dark times. May what we have heard work within our hearts and minds to challenge us to hold to your truth. Help us to know, O Lord, that it is the truth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, if you look at today's bulletin cover, you will see it's a little out of the ordinary. Normally, my bulletin cover is of some fine artwork that deals with the scripture passage that I'm preaching on, or one of the ones for this Sunday. And I thought twice about using this. Some of you may well remember it. It's often been called the New Yorker's view of the world. And I remember a number of years ago when a minister in our presbytery, who grew up in one of the five boroughs, was talking about it. And he found it to be one of New Yorker magazine's most hilarious covers. And I do agree that it's funny from both sides of the Hudson, for slightly different reasons. For the person living in New York City, it's about their place in the world, with all that's based in the city and what happens in the city. It just is teeming with life 24/7. In fact, we know that the city likes to think this way because the motto for Times Square is, Times Square is the crossroads of the world. Now, jump to the other side of the Hudson, and we see it as synonymous with the inflated egos of those who live in the city. However, I don't want you to see it as just about New York City, because I think that picture represents our times today as well. We live in a time when self-importance seems to be so, important. One of the newest fads today is selfies. Now, those of you who are not familiar with the new lingo, this is a selfie. Now people know, or somebody, I can send out and say, see, I was in church today. People send selfies to show where they are, who they're with, what they're doing. It raises their importance. You see, we're living in a time where it's all about us. Now, you might be saying, well, Tom, it's always been about us. Well, yeah, okay, you're right. But I think today, it seems like it's all about us on steroids. Because it's about not just about selfies and where we live, but about us in terms of what we want in life, what we're working for in life. It's about us in terms of our politics. It's about us in terms of our economics. In politics, this plays out in terms of how we work with other nations when it comes to our own national interests. I could go on, but I think you're beginning to see the picture of how everywhere we look, we see this sense it's about us. And all three of our scripture readings today deal with some aspect of this idea of self-importance. Isaiah gives us a vision of a society that sets aside self-importance for the good of the community, for the good of humanity. Listen again to some of these words. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat of their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. But the serpent, its food shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. That's a vision. The vision of a level playing field for everyone. Now many will say, yeah, it's nice, but it's not possible. Well, if it's not possible, if that's the way we think about it in our minds, then more than likely we're not going to work for that vision. Why bother? It's futile, we would say to ourselves. I'm going to take care of myself and my family. And that's the kind of thinking that got us in this mess in the first place. And Jesus reminds us in Luke that there are many who will come in His name, or people coming and saying they are He, and saying things that are not true. And we see it all over in life, in politics, in economics. I recall a number of years ago I shared with you of a person who was visiting the Auschwitz concentration camp. And while they were there, the bells in the steeple of the cathedral in the village of Auschwitz started to ring. And they realized, probably the German soldiers and their families in Auschwitz went to that church. They spoke of how they were chilled to think that they could go to church on a Sunday or whatever and then do the unspeakable acts that they did in the camp. And this is what Jesus is beginning to get at. There are people who will come say in my name or saying that they are me, but you got to match what they do, what they say, with what I did and what I said. Today's readings remind us that it's not about us. It's about God. And we need to get ourselves out of the way. The Reverend Dr. Walter Brueggemann, a very well-respected scholar today, in a piece on our scripture readings for today entitled, How to Gain a Soul, talks about this time that we live in. These texts bespeak great expectation along with great danger. Ours is such a time when the force of market-driven exploitation threatens to undo the human community. In the face of that threat, the church celebrates the rule of God, boldly attests its truth, and daily acts it out. Our time of crisis is indeed biblical, in urgency and proportion. We are summoned to daring resolve and daily effort for the coming rule of God. These texts challenge us to boldly speak the truth, no matter what the cost may be. Last week I shared with you that I believe the church today, the Church of Jesus Christ, is at a time that is as big and important as the Protestant Reformation. Because we are about and need to be about redefining what the church really means and is about. If the church is to truly be the church, then we need to speak boldly to a world, to a country that has increasingly become more about itself than about God's blessing for every member of humanity. It's about standing up for the rights of everyone, and not just those we agree with or those who are nice to us. Jesus said even thieves do that. It's about simple things. Something perhaps as simple as putting up a little flyer in your car. It says, because I believe in family, I pledge to not shop on Thanksgiving. If I'm shopping, someone else is working and not spending time with their family. Everyone deserves a holiday. And if you like it, I got copies on the coffee hour table. We need to stand up for people who've been out of work for a long time, and yet they've daily gone looking for work, diligently, And they can't get a job, and now they face losing their unemployment because there are those in our government who say that they must be lazy or on drugs if they can't get a job. In our church, we need to speak up for those who are hungry. There will be times in the coming month when you can literally do something to feed other people. But it also means speaking truth to power to those who perpetuate the issues of hunger. This is especially true when we hear of businesses paying such a poor wage that their employees have to go on welfare. And even then, sometimes they can't make ends meet. The church now more than ever must boldly proclaim what we believe. We must hold up that vision of Isaiah 65. That's what visions are for, to give us something to drive for, to strive for. And call Christians to be accountable to that vision. Jesus was. Let's go back to Luke chapter 4, where Jesus says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim release to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." He said those things in his home synagogue when he went back. And of course, you know what happened to him after that. They wanted him to do miracles for them, but he said, "I can't," because the faith wasn't there. And so they took him out to stone him. If we call ourselves Christians, then we must follow the one that we're named after, the Christ. If he boldly proclaimed the good news, then we must boldly proclaim the good news, even if we are uncomfortable doing it. Because, my brothers and sisters, it's not about us. It's about the one who calls us and those whom God calls us for. Amen.